It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, in today's health talk, we are going to be discussing the success of wellness and disease management. And we are joined by Dr. Kizito, as I was saying. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir? How is the place?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. We are here, Doctor, and very excited to have this conversation with you. And how's you that side?
We are fine. Just here in Kampala.
Yes.
This morning, yeah, I had a talk on another radio station.
Okay.
I was talking about backache, and also I was talking about backache. How to control backache. What should you eat?
Yes.
To avoid the problems of backache.
Eish, doctor. And I think these backaches, doctor, they even started at the teenage years, eh?
Yes, if you are not careful, if you are not eating well, sometimes it might be lack of minerals, sometimes it might be lack of exercises, sometimes it might be that it comes from your inheritance.
Sure, that's really bad. We shall talk about that some other time, Dr. Pierre. I do think it's a very, very important one. But for today, we're talking about wellness and disease management. How do these two intertwine, I suppose? And what exactly are we talking about when we're talking about wellness and disease management systems?
Wellness and disease management, it means you have to do what is normal for your body.
Okay.
So that you can prevent diseases.
Yeah.
And if there are some diseases already, you can manage them. So it is prevention and also for management. Management, you manage when something has already started.
Yeah, yeah. So as they say, prevention is better than cure. It's always the truth, hey, Doc?
Yes, prevention is better than cure. That's why we are busy on the wellness side. When we're talking of wellness, you have to check yourself with what you eat.
Sure, that's really important.
Active are you? Are you doing some exercises?
Yeah.
Are you doing some farming? Not farming exactly.
Yeah,
but doing some cultivating at home.
Yeah,
you see.
Yeah, sure.
And also, when we talk of wellness, we look at the way how you sleep.
Yes.
How do you sleep? Do you sleep well? Do you sleep in time? Do you wake up in time? Do you have enough time? All that is wellness. And also we look at the relationships with other people, the people you meet. Are you greeting them, the church members?
Sure.
Are you reading the Bible well? Are you discussing on what is needed with your neighbors?
Sure.
We look also how you can manage your stress.
Yeah. And we're very stressed these days, Doc.
Yeah, you manage stress when you are talking to others, when you are greeting others, when you are reading the Bible. You know, there's a lot we get from the Bible, advice, the people, the way how they used to live. You are interacting with others.
Yes.
When you go to church, you mingle with your church members.
Yes.
You get advice.
Yeah.
After Sabbath,
yeah,
we go and take a supper with the lunch with the other church members.
Yes.
You talk about what is going on.
Yeah. Sure.
Especially when you are staying on the campus.
That's true. That's true. And you raise some really important aspects there, Doc. But when we talk about disease management systems and these wellness and wellness management systems as well, what are we trying to achieve? What's the goal, Doc?
So that you can live longer.
Okay. Okay.
You live longer and you live life without suffering.
Yeah.
Lower body suffering.
Yeah.
Some people can live longer.
Yeah.
But every morning he's complaining about backache. He's talking about the knees. He's talking about sugar diabetes starts to come in. The pressure starts going high.
Sure.
That is all the important things of doing wellness.
Yeah.
Doing all the things I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Checking your blood pressure. Checking your weight. Normal weight. Checking your blood sugar. Regularly. The way how you eat, you see that what I'm eating is not going to interfere with my blood sugars.
Yes.
You check the pulse. As you check the blood pressure, you check also the pulse to make sure that you are the way how your heart is beating is some people should be between 60 and 65 per minute.
Yeah.
If you are an athlete or a sportsman, it should be below. You can make even 52, 54.
Yes.
When I have been doing the sports, mine used to be 52, 54.
Oh, okay.
But if you have 62, is okay. You should not go above 80 when you are in a normal place, resting, sitting in your place.
Yeah.
Your pulse must be normal.
Yeah.
Another thing, the skin, the skin is very important. Your skin shows what you are inside. So you must take enough water. If you take enough water, at least 8 glasses a day, your skin is going to be perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
You avoid unnecessary sugars.
Yes.
Excess sugars. What you are eating must show the skin. The skin shows what you are inside.
Yes.
When we talk of the skin, I look at the eyes is part of the skin. The mouth is part of the skin. The hair is part of the skin. The fingers and nails is also part of the skin.
Yes.
The tongue. The tongue is part of the skin. So when I'm talking about success of wellness, I look at the skin.
When you are doing exercises,
they will show your weight.
Yeah.
When you are eating well, it will show you what you are from the skin. Then your memory. Yes, the memory, memory must be perfect when you are still young.
Yeah, that's a very difficult one, that dog.
Yes, the memory.
Sure.
You must see that you have enough zinc, selenium, you know.
Very, very important, Now, Doc, is it ever too late for one to get into this wellness and disease management systems? Is there a place where you give up and you're like, I can't reverse any of these things?
Yes, they can be reversed. You know, I've not talked to what I'm making.
Yeah.
I've not talked. I didn't want to show that I'm coming here. I have a wellness center clinic.
Yeah.
I have a wellness center clinic where somebody comes and I check you. I advise you what exercises you have to do, what food you have to eat. What supplements I have to give you. Because if you are already sick, I need to manage your disease.
Yes.
Sometimes when I find there is one protein which is very abundant in the body is called the collagen.
Okay.
When I look at you in my scan, I'll see, where is collagen missing? Is it missing in the bones? Is it missing in the hair? Is it missing in the eyes? You know, all these organs, they need collagen.
Yes.
It might be there in abundance.
Yeah.
Then I look at your bones. I look at the bones to see, are they missing the calcium? Calcium must work with the magnesium. Then I know that I need to give you this. There is something which I have done very well. It is a mixture of all minerals and salts. Yeah. I have put 12 of them there.
Yeah.
There is zinc. There is selenium. Zinc works with the selenium.
Yeah.
There is boron. There is D3. There is copper. Copper is a metal, but we can put there 1 milligram it helps the impulses. It helps the taking the message in the body.
Yeah.
The message it takes to the brain and comes for you to act.
Yeah.
So we put there a bit of mineral combined with the copper.
Yeah.
Small for taking messages in the body. If the messages in the body are not moving very well, you'll sit in one place.
Oh, I see.
You must coordinate. So I have this. I'm trying to give people in the wellness center, teaching them what parts of exercise they must do.
Ah, okay.
What food they must eat.
Yeah.
Do you need flexible exercises?
Yeah.
Do you need exercises for which put on muscles for you? Are you small?
Yeah.
Or your body, you are fat.
Yeah.
Your stomach is protruding. Then I'll give you a diet which is going to reduce the fat part on your stomach.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. That sounds really interesting. Yeah.
That you go with your normal weight.
Yeah.
I look at your age. Then I say, no, with this particular age, you are not supposed to have this type of weight. With
I
this
see.
Particular age, you are not supposed to have this type of pulse.
Yeah.
At this particular age, you are not supposed to have this type of pressure.
Yeah.
Sure. So all this, then we look at the bones.
Yes.
What do you need?
Yes.
For your bone.
Yes.
Because if the bones are not strong.
Yeah.
The bones work with ligaments.
Yeah.
They work with muscles.
Yeah.
In the bones, they work together. They work with muscles.
Yeah.
They work with ligaments, tendon, and cartilage.
Yeah.
I look at all of this in my scan.
Yeah.
And if I was talking about backache, it is a way of showing you that you must not get unnecessary disease. If there is something which is missing, I put it in immediately.
Okay.
That is management.
Yeah.
Management. Disease management.
Yes.
That's the way I manage your system.
I'll
see that, no, your bones are lacking this and that.
Yeah,
I look at your kidney, liver, and bladder. They work. They must work together. The kidney, I'm now talking about the internal organs.
Yeah.
Kidney, liver, and bladder, they must work together to remove the waste from the body.
Yes.
If you have a lot of waste, you find that you have uric acid.
Yes. Sure. Fantastic, that dog.
In your kidney.
Yes.
So all this, we do it to make sure that we manage the disease.
Yes.
If it is there.
Yeah.
And we can prevent if it is not there. By giving you a wellness program which is successful.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Doc. You said you are in Kampala. I wish you nothing but the best. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Wonderful for getting me.
Yes. And
wonderful as we prepare for the Sabbath.
Indeed.
I wish everybody to have a good Sabbath.
You too, my good doctor. May God bless you as well.
Thank you very much, my brother. I'm waiting for you next time.
Definitely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.